This is KUT. The city of Austin wants to improve its system of local police oversight. KUT's Saida Hassan has more in a new report highlighting what the Austin Police Department is doing right and what needs to be improved.
Austin's system of police oversight may be more effective than others at promoting long-term change, but there's still concern over how the police handle oversight. That's according to the report from Austin's Office of the Police Monitor. It recommends further analysis and evaluation of Austin's system, comparing it to that of six other cities. Austin's Police Monitor Farah Muscadin presented the findings Tuesday to the Austin City Council.
And the civilian boards operate very differently. Some are just advisory in nature that deal with just policy. Some have the ability to hire or fire the police chief. For example, that is the case in San Francisco.
The findings show that while many other oversight agencies conduct independent investigations and allow people to file anonymous complaints, the Office of the Police Monitor does not. The report recommends that Austin look into the systems of police oversight in San Jose, San Francisco, Denver, Seattle, New Orleans, and Minneapolis. Muscadin says those discussions will be open to the public.
We're going to be doing video conferencing with the various cities. They're all going to be held all in City Hall. This proposed timeline includes coming back to you in October with those recommendations.
A newly created working group will analyze potential policy changes before taking public input on how the system can be improved. Numerous council members, including Ellen Troxclair, said they'd like to aim for a faster timeline. Last December, the city council rejected a new five-year contract with the police union. The contract determines pay, discipline, and police oversight. Troxclair said she'd like to have findings from this working group on hand as those contract negotiations move forward.
I mean, I'm hopeful that we will have a contract as soon as possible, and I want to do what I can as from the council side to facilitate those successful negotiations.
Troxclair says if the city gets new information from this working group in November, it could prolong negotiations with the police union. Ray Arellano is Austin's assistant city manager. He says the police union will be a part of these discussions, and the group is working to make sure all of these processes work together.
We're very mindful of the implications of everything that's swirling around in terms of the negotiation and identifying what's the best fit for us as for police oversight.
Farah Muscadin says the working group is on track to bring its recommendations to City Council by October or sooner. Saida Hassan, KUT News.